First of all, I want to thank everybody for coming, giving up your lunch hours and all that, and Lord knows, very exciting for all of us.
Happy to be here.
Oh, me too.
Absolutely, and let's just get our hands right into it. Who wants to start us
off? I'll be happy to start.
You know what? Gwen, why don't you start us off?
Okay.
You don't need the pointer here, do you?
No, I don't need the pointer.
I'll just hold on to it then.
Oh, she's fine. Gwen?
There is a concern that I have that I think needs addressing, is that we can't have the porta-potties too far off the main route because we do have a lot of seniors.
We've solved that. We're going to take the porta-potties and put them right over here. They're not going to be in the way.
We're going to put a receptacle over near Arts and Crafts.
These are the big bins you're talking about?
Yeah.
We've got barrels, too.
We're
going to put the barrels on every corner.
Wait a minute, that's the crate?
Oh, that's the big barrel.
That's
a big barrel because you've got the pie eating going on right over here.
Now, that's another thing. If anything happens like last year with that pie eating, which brings me to a point, security.
Security.
I say we put a rifle on here, a man with a rifle here, and rifle here. Protect the whole square.
From Greenville.
Every year he has to bring this. Remember how much we got egged last year?
Absolutely.
What can I tell you? We're pleased as punch. We are so proud. We know that whatever we do here is a first for Blaine and a first for Missouri, that whatever we do is going to be the standard against which all other sesquicentennials, that's the 150, will be judged. The people of Blaine are can-do people. In fact, you know, there's an old saying in Missouri that if you don't like the weather, just wait 5 minutes. In Blaine, I honestly believe, with hard work, we can get that down to 3 or 4 minutes.
Here in our sesquicentennial year, we've got a lot to talk about. There's a lot to be proud of, and we're very proud of it, and I think it's about time that the world knows more about Blaine. We're chomping at the bit, certainly, from this end to get it out there. It all started with Blaine Favin, and he was hired by 30 settlers to lead a wagon train expedition from Philadelphia to California. On the 14th night, word has it they were sitting around the campfire, and Blaine said, "Do you smell it? Do you smell the salt in the air?" He said, "We're here. I brought you to California." And so there was a big party that night, and next morning they got up. They didn't see the ocean because they were in Missouri. Blaine was able to convince them for a little while that it was just low tide and things, but what had happened was that he had made some mistakes, bad weather, wasn't familiar perhaps with the proper route. But as it turns out, everybody was quite happy to be where they were. So they said, "It's okay, we didn't make it to California, we'll stay here." And that's why I'm at this desk.
Well, I'm very proud to say that I'm a direct descendant of Blaine Favin. I've lived here all my life, as did my parents and their parents and their parents and their parents and so on and so forth. I'm very excited about the show coming up because it'll be the first time I'll have the experience of sitting in the audience and seeing actors portray my ancestor, the actual Blaine Favin. Being a Favin is not always easy. I can certainly understand how the Kennedys feel.
I had been living in New York and working there as an actor and director and choreographer for 25 years or so, and I really felt I needed a change. I imagined in my fantasy, I suppose, that when I came here, I would have a completely different life. A construction worker or one of those guys that works on those high wire things that with a hard hat, you know, that sweeping sort of hat and with the chaps. But that didn't really work out. I began to realize, I guess, that the theater was still in my blood and what I had to do was make use of that. So I offered my services to the high school here and they accepted. And I began to teach drama. And within about 6 months, I had formed the Blaine Community Players.
I got to tell you, we are very, very excited about the big show that's happening at the end of the festival. Everyone right now is just going crazy getting ready to audition. And unfortunately, I won't be able to audition. We have to stock that day and can't get out of it. And Corky will not let me audition any other time. So that's show business is what he told me. And... you know, he's the master. You got to give him credit for that.
President McKinley did a whistle-stop tour back in 1898. And a little boy, Jimmy McBean, made a stool for him. And he loved it so much that he called back and said, "Look, I would like to give more of these to dignitaries who are visiting." And before you knew it, Blaine is manufacturing all these footstools. And that's how the big That's how we got the stool boom. Blaine became the stool capital of the world.
My first show was Barefoot in the Park, which was an absolute smash. But my production on the stage of Backdraft was what really got them excited. This whole idea of in-your-face theater really affected them. The conceptualization, the whole abstraction, the obtuseness of this production to me was what was interesting. I wanted the audience to feel the heat from the fire, the fear, because people don't like fire poked in their noses. You know, when you get a cinder from barbecue right on the end of your nose and you kind of make that little face, that's not a good thing. I wanted to have the sense memory of that. So during the show, I had someone burn newspapers and send it through the vents in the theater. Well, they freaked out. Of course, the fire marshal came over, and they shut us down for a couple of days.
Mr. Bluestein, Montezuma's Revenge is nothing more than good old-fashioned American diarrhea. Adult diapers should never even enter the picture. So you lose a few pounds. My mom used to say that Blaine is a little town with a big heart in the heart of a big country. Mm-hmm. And to me, Blaine is a kind of town where I can have my own business, meet and marry a wonderful woman like Sheila, and be something, be mm-hmm. somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Some people find it ironical that even though we run a travel agency, we've never been outside of Blaine.
With one exception.
We've never been out of Blaine. Well, I went to Jefferson City once. It was a...
Why?
It was a medical reason.
You can tell.
It's just minor surgery.
I've been working here at the DQ for about 8 months, seven. I don't know, something like that. It's fine. Just do the cones, make sundaes, make blizzards, and put stuff on them, and see a lot of people come in. A lot of people come to the DQ. Burgers, ice cream, anything, you know. Cokes. Just drive in and get a Coke if you're thirsty.
Everybody thinks that Roswell was the first sighting of a UFO in the United States, and that bull roar. We had the first sighting here in 1946, and it wasn't just a sighting. They didn't even fly by. They stopped. They landed. The people in Blaine went on board the ship for a potluck dinner.
I've been coming out to this landing site every day for 2 years to measure it. And here's the thing. The circumference and the diameter change by a few inches, yet the radius remains the same. Which brings me back to the number 5. There are 5 letters in the name Blaine. Mix the word Blaine up, or mix it around. Eventually, you'll get Nibali. Nibali, the name of the planet in a galaxy way, way, way far away. I'll tell you another thing. Once you step inside this circle, the weather never changes. It is always 67 degrees. With a 40% chance of rain, always.
I love to make people laugh, and I've been doing it since, you know, school. People ask me, were you must have been the class clown. And I say, no, I wasn't. But I sat beside the class clown, and I studied him, and saw how he made people laugh, And so I picked some things up, and at parties and family functions, I have to say, I love, you know, breaking people up. So there's a thing that I think I got an entertaining bug from my grandfather, Chaim Progut, who was very, very big in the Yiddish theater back in New York. He was in the sardonically irreverent Dibbik Schmibbik. I said more ham, and that review, I believe, was 1914, and that review is what made him famous. Incidentally, the song Bubi Made a Kishka came from that review. My father, bless him, brought me into the business. This was his dental practice before. And I joke with my wife that, you know, at that point, that's when the money started rolling in, you know. Brave making more wampum to buy pelts. One happy squaw in wigwam, happy as mongoose. That is, of course, from Johnny Carson, who one of my heroes in a very funny bit.
When I see lips waiting to be kissed, I can't stop. I can't stop for that lightning. Oh, it's striking again. Yeah. Lightning striking again and again and again and again.
I'm going to do a scene from the movie Raging Bull. You fucked my wife? What? You fucked my wife? How can you ask me a question like that? How can you ask me? I'm your brother and you ask me that? Where do you get the balls big enough to ask me that?
Basically, for the last 15 years, I have been the music teacher at Blaine High. And part of my job, and a very important part, is to put on a show every year, which I have done completely by myself. This year, it's going to be different, because Corky, being from New York, being a professional, and having put on some very theatrical productions here, is going to be directing the show this year, and I'm going to be the musical director, which is different for me.
Teacher's pet. I want to be teacher's pet. I want to be huddled and cuddled as close to you as I can get. Teacher's pride. I want to be teacher's pride.
Dr. Pearl! How are you, Ron Albertson?
Yes, Ron.
My wife, Sheila. You remember her from previous bills?
Yeah.
Sheila. What are you doing here?
I'm here, you know, trying out for the big show.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes. Why are you here, really?
I'm trying. I told my wife I'd come out for this show and give it, and, you know, I thought I'd give it a shot. Yes.
Oh, give it your best shot, which won't be the first shot you ever gave. Hope it doesn't leave Corky numb like most of them. It's like pulling teeth to get a discount from him. Hey, why don't you give some caramels to the little girl? Future customers know.
So I can be teacher's pet long after school is through. Teacher, teacher, I love you. Whoa!
Hi. Maybe just...
I dream of Jeannie with the light brown hair floating like a vapor on the soft summer air. Look out, Camp Town racers sing this song. Do-da, do-da, Camp Town racetrack 5 miles long. Oh, do-da-day, wind run all night, wind run all day. Bet my money on the bobtail neck, somebody bet on the bay, 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 bay. Way down upon the Swanee River. Floating like a vapor on the soft summer air.
That was
very good.
Very good.
Well, thank you, Dr. Pearl.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you, and
we'll let you know.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you. You know, he can actually
He's
sing.
Good.
You know. Very, very nice.
Albertson,
Ding dong.
Oh, I wonder who knows I'm vacationing here at the Oasis.
Am I late?
You!
Surprised?
How did you find me?
I have my ways.
Would you like to come in for coffee? You don't need to answer. There's no need to speak. I'll be your belly dancer. Prancer.
And I will be your she. I don't need a harem, honey. When you're by my side. And you won't need a camel. No, no. When I take you for a ride.
We'll need some coffee to go with that ride, won't we?
We're always full of surprises. But say, I wonder, do we have time for that coffee?
What time is it?
What time is it? Haven't you been paying attention? It's midnight at the Oasis.
Oh.
Thank you.
Good. That was great. Really good.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks for coming. Should we leave the...
No, why don't you just put that back there?
Strike it?
Yeah.
We've done a few shows for Corky before,
thank
so we know all
so
the terms
much.
Already
thank
going
you.
In. Thanks so much. It
thank
was really
you.
Fun. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. I'm feeling good about where we stand now with our cast. I think that the elements, as Dr. Watson said to Sherlock, are coming together, sir. I'm very excited about Ron and Sheila, the old standbys, the workhorses. I call them the Lunts of Blaine. Alan Pearl, interesting. How do these people, where do they come from? You know, sure, I'd seen him around. It would never have occurred to me to walk up to the dentist and say, you know, are you interested in this? But I was shopping for my wife, Bonnie. I buy most of her clothes. And Mrs. Pearl was in the same shop. And it just was an accident. You know, we started talking about pantyhose. She was saying, whatever, that's not the point of the story, but what the point is was that through this accidental meeting, it's like, you know, it's like a Hitchcock movie where, you know, you're thrown into a rubber bag and put in the trunk of a car. You find people. You find them. Something. Is it karma? Maybe. But we found him. That's the important thing. And I got Bonnie a wonderful pantsuit.
They took me off into a separate room. I seen him taking different people off, different ones of us off in separate rooms. And they put me on a big white table. And the guy that to take me there, the one of them that took me in there to examine me, I guess he probed me, and then I was in there, I bet more than 3 or 4 hours in that room of being probed, and at one time or another, there's different ones of them come in, 4, 5, 6 of them at different times, and all of them probed me. Not all at once, you know, individually. Later on, years later, now even still, it's a funny thing, it happened on a Sunday, and every Sunday, about the time that I was taken on board that ship, I find I have no feelings in my buttocks.
Casting a show is really only the beginning of the process. There's also the whole design concept, what fabrics will work for the costumes, the lighting, and it really becomes a wrestling match, I guess, between me and the muse of theater, and most of all, Dan. Close your eyes now, and I'd like you to try something, all right? Now, what are you thinking? What are you feeling right now with your eyes closed?
I feel you're blowing in my ear.
Okay, all right. But you see, you jumped to a conclusion.
Oh, I'm
see, what I'm asking for is, your first feeling was not that I was blowing on you. It was more like Virgin Isles, or Bahamian, or Arubian,
yes.
Or...
Yeah, he's at his rehearsal. He's at his first rehearsal
I don't know what they're doing, because I'd never been to one before, but I bet they're just, you know, introducing themselves to each other. You know, it's going to be nice to meet some of these new folks, because we don't socialize with the creative types. You know, we got our Scrabble Club and stuff, and, you know, and other people with babies.
Well, the exercises all mean something, even if you don't know what. Dr. Perola will, he'll come around and he'll learn, like Ron and Sheila and I have learned, that Corky has a vision.
Well, you know, it's okay. But with him, he got a...
I'm walking on air. You know, this is a sensation which is, forget it. When I became a dentist, I thought I was happy, but this is making me nervous now, because I could have wasted a lot of years.
I must say, I was very shocked to see that Dr. Pearl had actually been cast. Then I thought...
Well, we're in a glamour profession, being travel agents, and he isn't in such a glamorous... You know, one project we have to loosen him up. I have a feeling he's a little tight. He's, particularly when he's around us, probably. I don't think he'll mind jokes.
You're intimidating, Ron, because you have so much experience.
I know.
Ron is going to help everyone act, because I know Ron gives me, in all the productions we've been in, and when we do scene studies at home together, Ron will have extensive... You know, hour, 2 hour sessions of notes for me, and well, it's so helpful. Lately,
it's notes for both of us.
No,
it's
but
just
lately,
that you get most of them.
He's trying to help me to change my instincts, or at least ignore them.
Listen, let me tell you why I'm here. We're doing a show. I won't beat around the bush. We're doing a show that I've written about the 150th anniversary of Blaine, and I know you're an old Blainian.
Yes.
And
yes.
And you're really right for one of the parts. It's the narrator in the show.
One of the actor parts?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Why.
Well, I've heard, I think you're being modest, because I've heard you've had some history in show business.
Well, you know, I did have I had a hankering to be an actor when I was a young fella, when I got out of the Coast Guard, but I went to taxidermy school instead. Well, I took a correspondence course.
I'll tell you something, Mr. Woolley. What I'm looking for in my shows are actors and people that are willing to work hard.
Well, I'm a hard worker, as you can see.
Oh, I love all the work you've done.
That's a little gun rack made out of deer hooves.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I didn't know deers could do that, you know. I know this comes out of left field, but I'm looking for another actor.
Right.
And I was wondering if you had any interest in participating in the show. Does that appeal to you in any way?
I'm not much of an actor, I'm sorry.
No, I mean...
I've never done that, anything like that before, really.
Uh-huh. Okay, fair enough, but it might be interesting, you know, after, what, do you get off tonight? What time do you get off tonight?
Well, I get off at 8.
At 8 tonight?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a long day.
Yeah. And this is Mr.
St. Clair.
St. Clair. He's a drama guy.
Yeah, and at 8 o'clock you're off, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm not much of an actor or singer.
Well, anymore. You know what? That's what Charles Lawton said, you know. And look what happened.
Did you change the fan belt on that blue Chevy?
No, I haven't done that yet.
When you get done here, we gonna.
Yeah.
So, how tall are you?
6'2".
Really?
Mm.
Wow.
It's all the same.
No. When we say nothing ever happens in Blaine, could we try you two singing Blaine?
Blaine.
Where we really hear the n at the end, and you guys just go, nothing ever happens in Blay. Don't say the n, they say the n's. And the same thing, nothing ever happens, it's all the same. And you sing, it's all the say. Let's try it once, okay, Gene? 1, 2, 3, and.
I know it's hard to jump into this because it must seem like a, you know, a new world, but we're going to ease you into it. And if you ever have any questions, you can always call me up. Give you my, I have a private number. It's not listed, so don't lose it. And do not give it out to anyone.
How, Ridge, I could not tell. For the
okay,
sun,
but, yeah, but not
the sun
not,
has...
Yeah, not pinching your shirt. I want you to see, hook in those thumbs. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, just, that's right.
How, Ridge, I could not tell.
See what's happening with your voice already? Because it's almost as if like you're squeezing boobies out, and it's going to be going out to that audience.
Pushing
right?
it right up.
Yeah, see?
Well, that's, I could try it out.
Right.
How, Ridge, I could not tell.
In the stool by the fire, you. It's the rule. Every spoon, every stool's aware. Never upon a time you find a chair. A chair's for fools. Everybody wants tools aware. From the parlor to the pool room, everyone knows our name.
What
does
that?
Oh, sorry. You will. Oh, where can remember breathing, working.
I don't want to interfere, but I think it would be. I think we have to work.
I can't hear you.
I think we have to work on the music a little bit more, but
fine.
I don't want to make trouble. So, and I don't really want to do this in front of them. But
Do you want to do it?
Well, I think we have to sit down and make a schedule that includes some music time, because I think Gene and I have to work.
Why are you whispering? I'm right here, you know?
Sorry. Do you want me to talk louder? Because I think that
it
would be...
Well, now it's too loud. You know, just talk like a normal person, okay? I think what they were doing was good.
Well, to me, you rehearse. Get it perfect. You know exactly what you're doing.
And then
you forget about it.
Let me pinpoint you. You said they learn it, they forget it, and that's okay.
That's great.
Well, they've forgotten it.
But they never learned it. So when do they learn it? I'm just saying, when do we have it?
But what I'm saying is if they're going to forget it anyway, then what difference does it make? I mean, you see what I mean? It's just like, it's a Zen thing. It's like, you know, how many babies, you know, fit in the tire thing, the old joke, you know?
No, you have a point. It's, you know, an interesting point.
And how'd you find this place?
Well, we've been, coming here for many, many years.
Oh, yeah. We come every Thursday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, with the rehearsals, you won't be able to now.
This is true.
You know, in China, they will kill a monkey at the table and split its head open and eat the brains right out of it.
We had friends, Barbara and Bruce, remember, who went to China, and I'm sure you're in the travel business that you've been there, but they went to Peking where they make the ducks, and what they say is that the food over there is not as good. You can't get a sauce as thick and sweet over there. They don't make it like that.
Yeah,
their food is like steamed or something.
And they should have called you.
That's right.
Yeah. We got some good packages. Incidentally, if you ever want to get down to Miami Beach, we got a great package, a week, 2 weeks.
Oh,
all expense, yeah.
You get everything you need. Any kind of food in Blaine, you don't... You know, you get Chinese here, and no need.
We're talking about Miami now, dear.
Yeah, we'd love to go. We'd love to.
We've got a great package. A week, 2 weeks.
Like there are Chinese people in Miami.
Well, we should. You know, we've stopped.
What do we have to do? Of course, there are Chinese people in Miami.
We're talking about China.
Well, I'm talking about going to Miami.
Miami.
That's the only thing.
We're talking about Miami.
Dear, why don't you put some food on your stomach before you have any wine?
What's that?
Yeah.
Girl talk. What's it like to be with a circumcised man?
Okay.
I'd ask you more about that, but Ron said the whole Jew thing's fine. Because when Ron had his surgery...
All right.
When Ron had his surgery, I said, hey, circumcise it while you're at it. You know, just... Because I've never been with anyone else. Ron's the only man I've been with.
What surgery did he have?
Not that minor corrective surgery. Can we have some coffee at this table, please?
It's not minor anymore.
Well, maybe, you know, we should change the subject.
I had what, you know, most guys would dream of, you know. I had to have... penis reduction surgery.
I'm sorry?
Penis reduction, which there aren't many. You're going to say I never heard of that because there haven't been many cases.
Wow. Yeah. I said, Ron, do something. And he said, why don't you get one of those vagina enlargements?
Oh, dear, can we have some coffee over here?
Have you tried the egg rolls?
They're
unbelievable.
No good to me.
Let me ask you something. You're a medical man.
Yes.
I want to ask you something. If you...
For heaven's sake, no!
No, please, I just
don't have to do that.
Doctor, please.
Medicine man, not go near Dances with Stumpy, no!
Everybody, I have a little announcement to make. I wasn't going to tell you. I sent out 10 letters to different producers in New York City.
Great.
This is from the Oppenheimer Organization. Dear Mr. St. Clair, in response to your letter, re Blaine, Missouri's 150th anniversary and the debut of your original musical, Red, White, and Blaine, the Oppenheimer Organization is delighted to inform you that it will be sending a representative, Mr. Mort Guffman, to view the production and enlighten us with his comments.
How about that?
We thank you for the invitation and says best regards, Samuel Oppenheimer, Junior.
Wow. What does this mean, Corky?
What it means is we may be going to Broadway.
My aunt, I brought out her atlas that I look at a lot, this big blue book, and opened up to New York, and it's an island, is really what it is. It's this island full of people of different colors and different ideas, and it sounds like a lot of fun to me. You know, we don't see much of that in Blaine. I like to maybe meet some guys, and Italian guys, or, you know, watch TV and stuff.
I'm going to be glad to do the show on Broadway, and there'll probably be other offers, keeping our fingers crossed, but I don't know if the theater and the stage is for me. I mean, for one thing, there's an awful lot of memorizing of lines, and I think you know what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's always been
the ultimate goal, Hollywood. Even when I was a kid doing my impressions, here's looking at you, babe, and you don't care about anyone but yourself. Who is it? Henry Fonda. I always have to tell her who I'm doing. She always laughs, but now who is that? But I think back there's always the germ in my mind that's where I'd end up on the silver screen. Mm-hmm. And you got the face for it, too, darling.
You know, I want to try that less is more kind of acting, where you just, when you're talking to someone, you close your eyes, and then you look at them when you're not talking to the person. I mean, you open your eyes when you're looking away, but then when you talk to the person, you go like that. And you open your eyes, and then you look back at the person, but you never open your eyes when you're talking to them.
The Guffman News is really big, and I don't truthfully think that the cast understand how big. They don't know the New York thing. They haven't been through it, and I have, you know, so it is kind of on my shoulders. And going to the Big Apple for the first time, you know, is such an experience. You never forget it. It stays with you for your whole life. Me, you know, right out of the Navy, you know, fresh off a destroyer, with a dance belt and a tube of chapstick, basically, you know, not really much to call my own, and then basically being slammed down for 10 or so years, you know, off Broadway, and then enough is enough, okay? I get the joke. And is that going to happen again? I don't know. I mean, and I don't want it to happen again. In my deepest, deepest of hearts, I do not want it to happen again. Mr. Guffman brings with him a reputation, something bigger than anyone in this town has ever known. And if I am to get back to New York City on my terms, I cannot deliver him a stinky product. I really have to be presenting him
a package, a beautifully wrapped, glossy, sweet-smelling show.
What I need from you, because you're the bosses of the town, essentially, and I know that, is... This is so hard. I mean, there's nothing easy about this. Mm. You know, this is like, you know, when you're getting your legs waxed and they whip that thing off real fast. That's what this is like. I need more money.
Wow.
We want you.
Steve's right. How much are you thinking on now?
Okay. What I need is $100,000.
Oh, poor brother.
He is good.
Yes.
And let me explain what.
Oh, right. Man, my heart stopped for a second. Yeah, he's talking about the money.
All right, let me just explain really what that entails.
I bought it all the way, by the way.
He's serious, Glenn.
He's not kidding.
Corky, our entire budget for the entire year is $15,000 for everything, and that includes swimming.
Well, I don't have any swimming in my
show. I mean the pool. We have to keep up the pool. That's everything. The entire year is $15,000.
We have a manager.
$100,000? Look, you're a nice fellow. I'm glad you're here, but if I may be blunt, what's wrong with you?
So what I'm understanding here, correct me if I'm wrong, is that you're not giving me any money, so now I'm left basically with nothing. I'm left with zero, which what can I do with zero? You know, what can I can't do anything with it. This is my life here we're talking about. We're not just talking about, you know, something else. We're talking about my life, you know, and it's forcing me to do something I don't want to do, to leave, to go out and just leave and go home and say, make a clean cut here and say, no way, Corky, you're not putting up with these people. And I'll tell you why I can't put up with you people, because you're bastard people. That's what you are. You're just bastard people. And I'm going home and I'm gonna bite my pillow. It's what I'm gonna do.
Now, what do you use on your skin?
Vaseline.
Use petroleum jelly.
Mm-hmm.
On your skin?
Yeah.
You are getting away with murder, Libby.
What do you
You're
mean?
You're young and it's okay,
Libby,
but... Have I told
I have
you
an
about...
announcement.
Hi.
I have to talk to you.
Have I told you
I'm
about
gonna
new
have
you?
To talk... Excuse me, Libby. I have to talk to you.
All right.
You.
Okay.
We're around us
hold
up.
On. Yeah. Hold on. Hold on. Yeah.
Ron.
Just talk about
Dr. Pearl.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. We have an announcement.
Hope you
we have to talk.
All right.
Okay.
Be there.
Okay. So everybody gather around, please.
Oh,
gather around. Libby. Sheila. Excuse me, Ron. Thank you. Dr. Pearl, please be quiet. I have an announcement. We've got to listen up here.
Excuse me. Okay? Are we going to be vocalizing?
We will
before
be vocalizing.
Before we start, I'd like to clear my throat.
Yes, we'll be vocalizing. We'll be doing a lot of... Excuse me, please. Everybody, let's be serious now, just for a moment. And let's all listen up, okay? Corky has left the show, and I am taking over. And what I want to do today is start with some music, do dancing, and work on our lines. And my hope is, at the end of 5 days, we will know what we're doing, and we will have a show.
Corky's
left?
Whoa.
You mean he's left for today or permanently? Quit the show, and it's my show.
Corky!
Corky!
Boy, I'm going to do that twice a day. That's good exercise. You know, most athletic injuries. Is he not answering?
Corky, we love you!
Corky, open up, Corky.
Corky, we love you. We want you to live.
There may be something wrong. Try the door.
Are you
door
unlocked?
Ahora ya hablo inglés. Me visto de traje. Ya no quiero las tortillas. Prefiero un café.
Who wants to be alone right now?
I can forgive myself,
okay?
If something was wrong.
Just shut up! Just shut up! Jesus Christ!
Guess I could just go back to the Dairy Queen, you know. They said they'd take me back. I always have a place at the Dairy Queen.
You
You got to stop crying. She hasn't cried this much since the day we got married, honestly. You know, this is wonderful. Why didn't I react like this when I was playing football for the Blaine Panthers and our quarterback went down with a dislocated knee? I should have said,
you're strong,
time
Rod,
out.
You're strong. You're just a big brick.
Let's delay the game and my lip would tremble. And I said, we have an injured quarterback. Let's give up. No, you know what we did? We brought in the second string quarterback. When he went down, we brought in the third string quarterback, and we went out and we whipped the pants off of Harry Truman High School, and next week went out and mopped the floor with Blessed Heart of Mary, and they went on to win the state championship.
To tell you the truth, I haven't even thought about it. Not for a second have I even dwelled on the fact that the show's over. I don't think about it. I try not to think about it, and therefore I, you know, don't, because it's a very healthy way to deal with something that is very ultimately not that important in the long run. It's not important at all, you know, for me.
I'm just so sad for Corky, you know. I mean, I think these creative people, they're real emotional, and I think the important thing about showbiz people is that you got to have another life. And I know, you know, he's got a wife. I guess she's out of town because I haven't seen her, and I've never seen her. So, you know, that could be the problem. You know, maybe she's just not supportive.
Corky, without you, there's no show. Without the show, there's no celebration. Without celebration, there's no Blaine. So you see how it's a domino effect. You know how dominoes do that. Without Blaine, I got news for you. There's no Missouri. Blaine is the heart of Missouri. What happens if Missouri goes down? You tell me.
We need the magic back in the show is what we need. And it ain't gonna happen with Lloyd. Lloyd is a music teacher, and he shops at Walmart. He doesn't even support the town.
But the person who needs you the most is Blaine, Fabian.
Hmm?
Hear, hear.
And I'm not just saying that because I am.
Okay.
I'm saying that because I just know that nobody can touch that whole thing.
That whole thing,
You could take a nickel and you could make it into $1 million because this man is a genius and we cannot lose that. Look what you did with Barefoot when you came to this town. Did you have any budget then? You didn't have $100,000 then, and look what happened to that show.
Great show.
And what about Backdraft? You took a little bit of cellophane and you made it into flames.
You can still feel the heat. You know what? You're not wrong.
We need you to take your magic wand and wave it and make this town special again is what we need.
Will you do it? Come on back, Cork.
Thank you. Okay. Let's pretend that it never happened, okay? And let's just jump into Covered Wagons, all right? Let's
start
from the dance part, all right?
Covered Wagons.
All right. In a funny way, what the city council did was really give me a challenge, and it's a challenge that I am going to accept. It's like in the olden days, in the days in France, when men would slap each other with their gloves and say, you know, D'Artagnan, you know, how dare you talk to me like that, you? And smack him. I did want to mention one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Specs 1845, you know, I think it's a little problem, you know.
My glasses. You're saying
I don't think you should wear them.
Don't wear them in the show?
It's mostly in covered wagons, because I think that that's the one where it's just not as believable. Of course, when you get further up in time, historically, it's...
I can see a couple of problems. Nothing major and nothing that we can't solve. One, contrary to public opinion, I don't see very well without my glasses. So, you know, I'm thinking, is that going to be a problem for me? Just look out. And the other thing, which is also a problem, is I have a very lazy eye, which these prescription glasses help correct. Getting off the horse is not a problem. I can get off the horse like that. But where I'm having a problem is sometimes the horse comes out and I can't get past the cow. So I have to kind of, you know, do this when I come out. Gather round, for I have news.
I don't know which is more lifelike, the horse or Dr. Pearl.
You,
when you come in, yeah, from here it just looks
yeah,
great.
Yeah, well, I feel like, you know, a hero coming in.
Hello?
Ron.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Then we back up.
Okay, but see, I've been waiting for you to turn around.
What are you saying?
Well, you should.
I understand that. No, I understand. Believe me, I do understand. What you can do is just say, absolutely not. Do you understand that? I don't believe that. No, I'm sorry. I do not accept that. That is not an answer. No. It's absolutely unacceptable that you would say this now. Not today. No. And that's the way it is? Then I just hate you, and I hate your ass face.
Oh, my God. Oh, Corky.
What's up?
Johnny's not in the show. His dad said he has to go back to work. He's not in the show.
What does he think this is, school? That he can be marked absent one day?
This is the day of the show, y'all.
Oh, my God.
This
is very strange.
Ron, just let me think for a second, all right? I've just got to take a breath here and try to figure this out, all right? It's tight. Oh, that hurts. Ooh.
Okay, you know what? If you could hike it up a little bit, you'd get a little more room.
Yeah, well, I am pulling them up. I'm sort of trying to commit to one side here, dear.
This is Johnny's costume, and Johnny is a lot... You know, he's a different... body type than you are.
I'm worried because this won't. This is. I'm about 5 inches away.
I understand.
Actors, we're at 15 minutes.
Oh my God!
We're at 15.
No. We got to move now. Come on. You're gonna have to help me here. We gotta help you here.
Okay.
I'm
great.
So nervous.
You're
going to
be great.
But just, and if there's an empty space, just say a line.
Yeah.
That's what I like to do.
Even if it's from another show.
Hey, Miss, where's the lilac dress?
You mean the purple one?
Yes, where is it?
Honey, I told you to lay off the hot fudge sundaes. I couldn't let the seams out.
What, it's not here?
No, it is not. Hello, sweetheart.
Agnes!
Look beautiful enough. Hark, the rider approaches.
Oh, God.
That's all right. Oh. Just careful.
I hope that isn't too hot.
No, it's just fine. Oh.
Thank you.
May I remind you, please, no glasses for the first number.
Oh, no, 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 I didn't forget.
Great places.
Thank you.
Good show, everybody. Great place.
Worry about anything, because it's going to all roll just...
Here.
What?
He's not here.
Duffman?
Not here!
Okay, okay,
the curtain?
No, everybody, look, I've been through this a million times. These New York types like to come late. Believe me, I've never seen one of them come on time in all my years in the theater. Take a deep breath.
Good.
Blow it out. He's going to be here. Let's just do a good show, okay? Everybody do a good show. Hands in the middle.
Didn't see you sneak up on me there. But if you'd like, you're welcome to share my campfire with me. I was just fixing to get me some grub. Beans. I love beans. Big, fat, hot, juicy beans. Now, don't get me going on beans, or I'll be jabbering away till the sun comes up. But, you know... Now that I've got your ear, there is a story I wouldn't mind sharing with you. It's a tall tale that grows taller with each passing year. It's the story of Blaine.
Well, we've traveled long and far today. We must let the women and children rest.
Don't you rest on our account, Daniel Potter. We women are just as strong and resilient as you men.
Ha, ha, ha. I do believe you are, Rebecca. I do believe you are.
California will be a sight for these weary eyes.
Mine as well, Rebecca. Mine as well. But right now we need a campfire to warm our souls and to cook our food.
Done.
That will be quite enough of that, Billy Whitaker.
Just one kiss.
There will be plenty of time for kissing when we get to California.
If we get to California.
Oh, we'll get there. Blaine Fabin will lead us there.
Hark! A rider approaches.
Blaine Fabin returns!
Oh! Oh, there! Oh! Steady! Gather round, for I have news.
What news? What did your keen and perceptive eyes behold?
Just up yonder there is a ridge. How high a ridge, I could not tell, for the sun had set and darkness fell before I reached its pinnacle. Then, a strange thing happened. My nose started twitching. There was a mysterious scent in the night air.
What kind of scent?
What was this mysterious scent?
It was the scent of salt water.
Salt water?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached our destination. We have reached the Pacific. Welcome to California.
Yay!
Behind the barn.
Everybody dance.
60 years went by, and the town of Blaine kept a-growing and a-changing. Every time he looked around, a new house was going up. A new family was moving in.
Oh, I am trying to hurry. There we go.
You got my hat?
Your hat. Right here is your hat, darling.
McGillicuddy's Orchard became the Blaine Elementary School. They even laid track for that newfangled invention, the iron horse, which brought a pretty important visitor to Blaine.
Yay!
Good people of Blaine, they told me my next stop was Wichita. But I said, what about Blaine?
Yay! Oh,
I guess I need a new travel agent.
Mr. President, in honor of our visit, your visit to our town, I present you humbly with this fair key to our city.
Well, I do declare I believe the key to this city is larger than the city itself.
Wait, Mr. President.
Well, what have we here?
It's a footstool. I make them.
Well, isn't that interesting? I'll take this back to Washington with me, and every time I rest my feet, I'll think of Blaine.
Yay!
Now, we all know that politicians aren't used to keeping their word.
But in this case...
Well, before you know it, everyone, rich and poor alike, had to have a Blaine stool in their home. The little town never knew what hit it. Footstool factories sprouted up like toadstools. Everyone had a good job. Everyone was making a good wage. Blaine was on the map.
Wait to see the second half. Alan, his dramatic work, I mean, I knew he was funny, and I knew he could, you know, move, dance, because he's that way, but I think his dramatical work is so moving that, well, I mean, I called Joyce, and I said, Joyce, bring Joshy, because I got to feed him halftime, because I'm just busted.
This is good. Boy, they're moving. They're dancing all over the place, and the songs are very catchy. Very catchy. I can't get a few of them out of my head. Almost an annoying point, but I think it's good when a song is catchy. From the little experience I have in show business,
You know, I knew that Corky could act and he could direct and he could produce, but who knew that he was going to act and sing and dance? You know, he can just do everything there is to do, and there's only one other person in the world that can do that, and that's Barbara Streisand. He is, I don't know, an inspiration to this town. That's what he is. And I, for one, am very glad to see that Johnny Savage dropped out of the show, because a couple years ago he came in the drugstore and he tried to steal my stamp machine, and that kid is no good. You could tell just by his appearance he's no good, and he would not have added anything to the show. Where Corky, on the other hand, look at him. Did you see? God, I wish I was in the show.
I hear that French girls are very pretty, that they wear the finest of clothes. I also hear that they are experts in the ways of love.
Ema, I'm going to fight for my country. To fight, and yes, perhaps die, so that young men from here to Timbuktu can feel the wind of freedom blowing through their hair.
Omani, I didn't mean to doubt you. It's just sometimes I feel as if I don't really know you. I would still pay
a penny for your thoughts, a dime for your dreams. Would a shiny new quarter buy a peek at your schemes? And when you are away, so far from my cherish my penny's worth to the last time you're bride.
Penny for your thoughts, let's call it a deal. I don't have any secrets, you know how I feel.
That's it. No, hey, here, curl right there. Curly, you know where I like the curl.
Mom, I have to get my stuff.
There it is. There it is. Nice. Now, a little fluff here, and you can work on yourself.
A penny for your thoughts. It's settled and done. I'd have offered a million. I'd have done it for none.
I reckon we're in love.
Penny,
the penny that brought you to me.
Yes, after our brave fighting boys returned from the war, things got back to normal in Blaine. Until one summer night in 1946, when unexpected visitors put us back on the map.
Where are we?
How did we get here? Is this a dream?
Look, what is it?
I don't know. It looks like one of them new feed storage bins.
That ain't no feed storage bin. How did it get here?
It must have flew.
But it don't have any wings.
Then I guess it just dropped from somewhere up there.
Citizens of Blaine, do not be alarmed. We will not harm you. We come in peace from a planet far, far away. A place we call Mars.
I've heard of Mars.
Where's that?
Stand back, and your queries will be answered.
Look out!
compromise?
Oh, good question, Earthling. It seemed like it was time for a change. Time to take a trip to see the exciting places in the galaxy. For you see, nothing ever happens on Mars. No sports or entertainment or swings in Mars. You stand around, you stand some more on a planet named for a Roman god of war. Nothing ever happens on Mars. No supersonic airplanes, no sporty cars. The sun comes up, the sun goes down. You can't go to the country, you can't go to town.
The town of Blaine has packed a lot in the last 150 years. We've had our ups, and we've had our downs. We've seen our past, and we look forward to the future. And when the challenges come, we'll greet them the way Americans always do, with grit, determination, and pride. Because that, my friends, is America. And nothing says America more to me than Blaine!
I'm going to get Mr. Guffman. I'll be right backstage. Hello, how are you?
Hi.
It's nice to meet you.
You too.
Well,
Soccer Corky.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
I'll hear about this at the next mayor's conference.
Thank you so much. Oh. Well, I know we have a lot of work to do. The first act needs...
It was magical.
Thank you very much, Steve. Thank you so much. We've got the first act again. It's just, you know, it's up and down, kind of dipping in and out. And I know that. We just don't have the time, you know, to do everything. So I'm going to ask you point blank. Do we have a shot to go to Broadway?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, Mamma Mia. Oh, that is such good news. Oh, I can't tell you what news that is to me. Would you like to meet the cast?
I'd like that, yeah.
Oh, great. Come on with me, you. Everybody.
Yes.
Our cast.
Thank you. You were just great.
Well, I'd like, please introduce yourselves.
Michelle Albertson.
Oh, you were great.
Mrs. Ron Albertson. I'm Ron Albertson. A pleasure performing for someone who really understands.
This came a couple hours ago. I'm sorry, I'm just not getting it.
You're so pretty.
Clifford Woolley.
Mr. Woolley.
Yes, nice to meet you.
Alan Pearl. you make me laugh.
Oh,
it's a delight to meet you, sir.
Well, I'm sure that Mr. Guffman would like to say a few words to us.
Speech.
I think there's some mistake. My name is Loomis, Roy Loomis. I'm down from Deming. I came down. My niece had her first baby. It's a boy, and that's what the balloon is for. And I just want to tell you how just absolutely wonderful you all were. And thank you, and I'll be seeing you, and bless you. He's going to love this.
Oh, boy.
Take her makeup off. Snowstorm in New York. All flights canceled. Mort Guffman.
I think the one really important thing that I learned from my whole experience in working with Corky is that I do indeed have talent. And a couple of things, actually. B, I have to entertain. I have to entertain. And you have to go where you are needed. You have to go where the crowds are, and you have to go where the love is. And the love for me right now is in Miami, not Blaine.
My booby made a kiska. She made it big and fat. My Zeta took one look at it and said, I can't eat that. Oh, mama, mama, mama. Oh, mama mia, oh, bye.
Well, here we are, the land of dreams, and don't let anybody tell you dreams can't come true. We're an hour from the snow, we're 20 minutes from the ocean, 2 hours from Mexico, and
5 hours from Vegas.
5 hours from Las Vegas, and we're going to get there one of these days.
As soon as we get a car.
Yeah, we don't have a car yet. Who wants to add to the pollution?
Yeah.
We consider ourselves bi-coastal if you consider the Mississippi River one of the coasts.
What? Let's go over here.
All right, time to get back to work. That's what they're paying us for. Come on,
kid. Why can't they even Why can't they say, Ron? She'll over this way, see?
Still the same paycheck. Hi, how you doing?
All right.
You're doing a great job, incidentally. Face towards the camera. Smile.
Are you going to smile?
I think we should have a line. I gave him some suggestions. He didn't want to hear. He's
line
busy.
Dancing. We should be line dancing.
That's a great idea.
Quiet, please.
All right.
Quiet, please.
I was on my way to New York, and then my dad got out of prison, which is good. He was supposed to be in there for 10 years, but I guess since he didn't kill anybody and just ruined some property, that they let him out after 5. So I'm here with my dad, and I've been thinking of ice cream and stuff and what I can do with it. Maybe come up with, we have a blizzard and we have a breeze. We have derbies, and the derbies are really old. They've been doing derbies, you know, the chocolate dip for, I think, 20 years or something. I really want to sort of make a healthy, low-fat or non-fat, healthy blizzard.
The first thing I did when I moved back to New York City was to look up Mr. Guffman. And he was so sweet. And I think he felt a little guilty, too, because he's offered me the chance to audition for his new Broadway show, which is a revival of My Fair Lady. It's one of my favorite shows of all time. And the role is of Henry Higgins, the somewhat stern taskmaster, but he really likes her anyway kind of thing guy, who teaches Liza how to speak correctly. And she, of course, is of the Cockney persuasion and drops her H's. And I've been working on that at home, the whole Cockney thing of, hello, how are you? Do you want to go to Hartford? Not live in this, L-O, and that kind of thing. And I think I'm honing in on it pretty close now. And I suppose that the cake and eat it too part of this whole story is that another dream of mine has come true, which is that I've gotten to open this shop where I have all my show business treasures and all my memorabilia.
This is without a doubt one of my favorite items. My dinner with Andre Action Figures, and what you can do, which is so cute, is you can reenact the whole scene, you know, where the two guys talk to each other and say, you know, "Boy, I'm sure glad you found a good restaurant. You know, it's so hard these days to get in. You know, who do you know?" "Oh, I just called. Made a call. Spur of the moment." "Oh, you can always get a reservation." You know, that's not from the movie, but you can make up your own dialogue, which is one of the great things about Action Figures. I'm trying to get, it's very rare, the action figures for Das Boot, because I love to do that whole, you know, kind of claustrophobic thing inside the sub where they're, you know, Das Panda, Das Mustenste, you know, that whole German thing. Can't speak German, but it sounds like, you know, sort of a bunch of barnyard animals, muck, 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 you know, making that noise and sweating. Over here, these are my big heads, I call them, starting with Anthony Michael Hall, one of the Brat Packers. In fact, there's in the background there, there's Andrew McCarthy. Over here, some new lunchboxes we've gotten in, the remains of the day lunchbox. And the kids, they're just having such a good time with these. You know, kids don't like eating lunch at school, but if they've got a remains of the day lunchbox, they're a whole lot happier.
much pain.
'Cause nothing ever happens.
Zero ever happens.
Bupkis ever happens.
Yeah.